And WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening. Happy Friday, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO tonight and WCDOsports.com. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski as we're live from Bainbridge Guilford, as it's the BG girls hosting Unadilla Valley. And Coach, good to see you here. We haven't been up top here at BG in a while, so we're back, and good to be here for this Friday night thriller.
Yeah, this is a beautiful facility here since they've redone the bleachers and moved the benches to the other side. It's a really nice high school gym. Excited for the game tonight.
I have to say a big thank you to Athletic Director here, Nick Mayo. We were needing some new tech things up here to make sure we could pull off our broadcast. He got it done for us, so we haven't been here since probably Christmas time. So awesome to be back just in time for the stretch run. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the biggest selections of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this one down. And there's a lot to talk about with Mac girls basketball. So Coach and I will go through all that. We'll be right back. UV girls at BG tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, the BG girls hosting Unadilla Valley here on the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. And Coach, why don't we break down what's going to happen here tonight in Division II? Neither of these teams has a chance to get to the MAC championship game, but a lot still on in terms of placement in the division, as well as some extra sectional points leading into the seeding meeting next week.
Well, Unadilla Valley comes in with a Division II record of 5-2. They have two wins over Harpersville, two wins over Oxford, and they beat BG in a nail-biter at Unadilla Valley, 28-26.
Yeah, it was a low-scoring affair.
But close game, I'm sure that was very exciting for the fans and the players and coaches. So they come in with a record of 5-2, and they're technically in second place in Division II. BG comes in with a Division II record of 4-3. They also have two wins over Oxford and two wins over Harpersville for their four wins. So this game is kind of going to decide who's the second seed in Division II and who's the third seed in Division II. So this will tell who they're going to play in the MAC tournament or playoff game, crossover, whatever you want to call it, next week.
I think this is a good opportunity to explain kind of what's going on with the playoffs. We just had our good friend Ralphie Kuzo come up to us from RC Sales Service and Towing, of course a longtime sponsor of sports here on WCDO, and he said, "Nate, I had to call the station earlier today because I needed an explanation, because I think a lot of people don't know that for the MAC girls, not the boys, but the girls are split up into the two divisions. So this big tiebreaker game that we're going to have tomorrow at 4 o'clock is the Sydney girls and Unitego. And they're tied in Division One. The winner of that game will go to the MAC championship and play Green, who's already punched their ticket because they have a good record in Division Two. They have the top record. They haven't lost in Division Two yet this season. So hopefully that breaks down a little bit that there's the two divisions, and it really matters at the end of the day how you did in the division for how you will go forward into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the big game tomorrow, but this game matters too because, you know, hey, we finished in second place in our division. It also dictates, you know, one of these teams is going to play the loser of the game tomorrow, and the other team will get an opportunity to play Delhi. So irregardless of the outcome here tonight, both of these teams are going to have an opportunity to play a quality team about the same level as they are prior to entering sectionals. It'll be a good test for them before you enter the Section 4 tournament.
Coach, I'd be interested in your take on this. I know I have my take. A lot of people will say to me, okay, so they're going to have quote-unquote playoffs next week, but they don't have a chance to get to the actual championship game. Do these games actually mean anything? My take on it always is, yes, they're extra sectional points. It's almost like a non-league game, and it will show at the end of the year where you finished in the league. Maybe if you're UV or BG, you say, hey, we finished second in Division II, and then we won our crossover game. Any thoughts on that?
It also gives you an opportunity. Like, I'm a big believer that sports teach valuable life lessons. So, you know, each of these teams has already played Sydney, Unitigo, and Delhi. So, you know, hey, when we played them, it might have been early in the season and we didn't have a chance to install this offense or play this defense. And now you have an opportunity that you've worked hard all year to improve and get better and work at certain things. Now you have an opportunity to play them again. And hey, all that hard work has really paid off and we get an opportunity to go see how we do against that other opponent. And it's a good lead-in into the sectional tournament play.
I agree. I think so often we get stuck on the championship game, and rightfully so. I mean, everybody wants to get there and win the league, but there's only going to be one team at the end of the day that is happy at the end of your league season because they won the league. And I think these, you know, I know in other leagues they call them the mini tournaments or whatever you want to call it. It does set you up very well to get those extra games in right before sectionals so you don't have a long layoff. You get some good extra games in and some good extra points in. And I can't believe the sectional tournament's right around the corner.
And it also gives you an opportunity to play in a competitive game against an opponent that is, like, properly matched to you or seeded to you based on the league standings. I mean, you look at some of the games that have recently occurred in the Tri-Valley because they already have started their mini-tournaments. I mean, you have, you know, I could give you a list of, oh, this was a two-point game, this was a one-point game. You know, this team went on the road and beat this team in overtime. So, gee, now I can draw on that in sectionals. Hey, we got to go on the road against a good team. Remember when we did that in the mini tournament? So there's a lot of good coaching lessons and opportunities for you to show that your team has improved. And you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season because that's when sectionals occur and league championships occur.
Of course, want to welcome everybody to the Butler Auto, pregame show here today. We're live in BG as the BG girls host Unadilla Valley. If you're a fan of my interviews and my podcasts, one I will be releasing hopefully over the weekend, maybe early next week, I finally had a chance to sit down with longtime UV coach Brandi Whitbeck. So that is an exciting one. We talk a lot about UV history, her coaching history, and her playing days back at good old GMU. So I'm excited for that one next week. It was great to finally twist her arm to get her in there. And not so long ago, about a month ago now, we had Coach Conway on for his second appearance on the show. So that was great as well. So see a lot of our Delhi fans coming in here tonight to scout possibly for who they're going to see next week in the mini tournament. So, yes, if you're a fan of the podcast, we'll have Coach Whitbeck on next week, and you'll be able to check that out. All right, we're going to take a break. Coach, anything else before we go?
No, I mean, I would just throw in for your listeners that if they haven't listened to the podcast, you really should check it out. I did happen to see Brandi yesterday, and I asked her, how was it in the hot seat? And she said, oh, it was okay. Nate does a really good job. So if you haven't checked out the Nate Lowell podcast, I highly recommend it.
Well, thank you. She was nervous. I said, hey, we'll take good care of you in here. This is not it's not 60 minutes or anything. It's a lot of fun topics and good stories from today and the past. So, all right, we'll take a break for the singing of the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, the BG girls hosting at Unadilla Valley here tonight on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Order your takeout for this Sunday's big game. Wing and pizza deals available. Call Jerry's Inn at 320-4545. That's 320-4545.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get you the starting lineups here for the UV and the BG girls. First up for the visiting Unadilla Valley Storm and head coach Brandi Whitbeck. They will start with a junior number one, Adrian Hodge, a senior, their lone senior number two, Jaden Schrag, a junior number three, Natalie Crandall, a sophomore number 15, Mariah Taylor, and a junior number 22, Emmalyn Montgomery. On the other side for BG and longtime head coach Bob Conway. Again, only one senior on that side for BG here on senior night. They have number 22, a senior, Jonna Henderson, a sophomore number 4, Peyton Umbra, a sophomore number 13, Jaislyn Henderson, a freshman number 14, Victoria Suda, and an 8th grader number 21, Marissa Mayo. So, coach, some young teams here, each team only having one senior. Future is bright for both of these programs. These players have gotten a lot of PT here this year.
Yeah, and to think, you know, both teams are only losing one senior. They're going to have a lot of players back. It's another opportunity for them to gain valuable experience moving forward.
BG is in the home whites with the dark navy blue trim here. Says Bobcats across the front of the uniform. BG's in the road blacks with the white and the purple trim. Says Lady Storm across the front of the uniform there. And UV will win the opening tip. Here's Schrag going right to the hoop. Missed the right-handed layup. Rebound for BG as they go right to left. And Schrag has been on a big kick lately. Broke into our top scorers list that we have on NateLull.com and has been really climbing up the charts here over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think she comes into the game averaging about 13 a game.
Here's Jonna Henderson down low on a pass from Peyton Umbra. And she's able to finish at the right low block.
good execution there by the Bobcats.
Schrag back down the floor, bringing it up the right wing as UV goes left to right. 2-0 lead for BG early here in this MAC showdown between the Storm and the Bobcats. A pass to the interior here for the Storm. Shot is missed there by Montgomery, but she tracks down her own rebound. Looks to pass back out here to Jaden Schrag, and they'll reset the offense here going left to right. Here's Taylor, top of the key, back for Hodge. Hodge with a little step inside, and her shot up off the glass is no good. And a rebound here for the Bobcats. A little bit of a broken play. Finds its way to Umbra, and her shot is up and in for Peyton Umbra.
A lot of English on that layup there. Nice spin off the backboard, hit the rim a couple times, and in.
Yeah, it didn't look like it was going to find its way, but it did. And now here's a steal by Victoria Suda. But a up-and-down call here, double dribble. We'll give it back to the Storm. Otherwise, it would have been a breakaway layup for the Bobcats.
I don't know if that was a double dribble. It looked weird.
Yeah, it was.
It was just, it had a different look to it.
When I heard the whistle, I said, well, we'll see what the call is, because I didn't notice anything. But here come the Storm back down the floor. Taylor to the left side. Picks up her dribble, and we'll feed one back up to Hodge. And to the right side here for Jaden Schrag. Pulls up from about 18 feet right side. Missed the shot off the back of the rim. Umbra with a rebound far side. We're 2 minutes in. 4-0 lead here for the BG girls over visiting Unadilla Valley. I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is in our studio. He's our producer today back on Main Street in Sydney. Umbra to the right side, finding Marissa Mayo. Very patient offense here for BG. Inside now for Jonna Henderson. Works it back out. Jaslyn for a jumper there. Missed it. Marissa Mayo follows it up with the rebound and the putback. So Mayo with the good rebounding there and the putback gives BG a 6-0 lead.
BG with a little full court pressure here that's given the Storm a little bit of a problem.
Steal by Umbra in the backcourt. And we got a jump ball. Going to give it back to BG, and I'm sure Coach Conway excited with this start compared to, I know he talked about that game at UV earlier in the season. He said it was very frustrating that night not being able to find a way to score. Here is Peyton Umbra. Across midcourt now for the Bobcats, goes for Jaslyn Henderson. Again, BG is in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim going right to left. Mayo to the left side now for Umbra. Splits through the defenders, takes it inside, and is fouled on the left low block with just over 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and BG leading 6-0.
UV's in a man-to-man half-court defense, and the Bainbridge is doing a really nice job executing their offense, being really patient, looking for the cutters, setting screens, putting the ball on the floor. That was a nice drive there to the basket.
Umbra at the line, and her first shot is no good. Second one coming. Umbra, the sophomore, has played some big minutes this year for Coach Conway, steps in and cannot get the second shot to go. So 0-for-2 from the line, but Jonna Henderson grabs the rebound, and BG will reset. They'll get another look here on offense. They go to Jaslyn Henderson, and they're going to say she traveled, and the ball going back to the Storm.
I don't think Coach Conway liked that call, but it gives the Bobcats an opportunity to set up their full court press.
So the Storm will get it in. Schrag in the backcourt. Across midcourt and the BG Bobcats logo there. Storm, a little bit of a broken play. They'll work it out to Taylor. Her shot won't go down. And a rebound underneath by Marissa Mayo. Mayo in the backcourt will bring it forward now for the Bobcats. Finds Jonna Henderson with a chest pass to the right side. Her 20-footer won't go down. Rebound for the Storm. Back down the right side here for Jaden Schrag with 4:25 to go in the first quarter, and BG leading 6-0. Setting up the offense, the Storm trying to punch one to the interior, taken away by Jonna Henderson, and the defense has been tight here for the Bobcats so far. Marissa Mayo wants a three right side, and it's in and out. That would have been a big one there for the Bobcats to increase the lead, but UV picks up the rebound. Hodge is back down the floor, wants a three of her own, fires, it's too strong. And one and done, another one and done trip there for UV is a rebound for Umbra. Left side of the floor here for Jonna Henderson. Now back to Jaslyn Henderson. As BG continues to work the ball around here in their own offensive end as they go right to left. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Jana with a baseline drive. Puts it up, hits the shot, and is fouled. And Jana's going to the line here on senior night.
Nice patience again by the Bobcats.
So a great play there, and BG with an 8-0 lead here over UV, not to start the storm we're hoping for with 3:35 to go here in this first quarter. Always tough to come on the road in a big league match like this. Henderson settles in, her shot at the line. A line drive, missed it, but she got her own rebound. It came right back to her. She finds Peyton Umbra for three. That bounces off the front of the rim. And Taylor with a far side rebound here for the Storm. Schrod quickly back down the floor, picks up her dribble. Will feed one into the middle for Cora Johnson. Johnson was actually the one that got that rebound. And then brings it down the floor. Back to Schrod, right side, had her pocket picked. And coming forward is BG. Marissa Mayo on a breakaway layup. It rolled off the front of the rim. BG with the rebound. Victoria Suda, her shot won't go. Mayo with a third chance. And will have a jump ball. Three good looks there.
That was a really nice pass and transition there by Umbra. And then she kept running the floor. She got the rebound, got BG another opportunity at the offensive end, and we got the jump ball out of it.
All right, we'll take a timeout. UV taking a timeout with 3 minutes to go, first quarter. 8-0 lead for BG over UV here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here, and the BG girls with an 8-0 lead over visiting UV here tonight in a MAC contest. And another steal by Jonna Henderson out of the timeout. Misses the breakaway layup here. Had some traffic coming in behind her. And then UV with another rebound. Boy, BG's had some chances to really balloon this lead up, coach, but UV hanging around despite not scoring yet. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter, and now the ball going back to BG.
Looks like we got an illegal screen.
Wow, so no points so far for UV with about 2.5 to go in this first quarter. BG leading 8-0, but UV still hanging around here early in this contest.
And the Storm have switched to a 2-3 zone, so seeing if that can spark them a little bit here on the defensive end.
Henderson with a shot from the left corner, missed it, rebound for UV. Kind of reminds me of that Tri-Valley Boys game I was at last night, Coach, where the halftime score in a league semifinal ended up being 15-8. It was crazy. Here's Schrag with the layup, and she puts it up and in. Jaden Schrag finally gets UV on the board, and it's 8-2 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Victoria Suda with a shot from the right low block. That won't go.
The change to the zone defense has kind of given a little boost here to the Storm.
Here is Taylor for Unadilla Valley. Up top to Natalia Schrag, who's into the game. And UV trying to set it up here with 10 on the shot clock. Here is Jaden Schrag. Steps in. We got a traveling violation. It's going back to the Bobcats with 1:40 to go here in this first quarter. And, you know, if you're a UV fan, was watching Morris last night, they scored 2 points in the second quarter. They come back and win by, what, eight or nine last night? So you never know.
It's a long way to go.
Bobcats with the basketball into the corner now for Jonna Henderson. They go to the high post. Nice passing back out for Jonna. Her long two from the right corner won't go down. Rebound here for UV. With 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Jaden Schrag. Goes outside to Taylor. Thought about a long two. Didn't pull the trigger. Passes to the interior. A shot is up there for Johnson. Won't go. Rebound Marissa Mayo. And then we'll have an official's timeout here. He blew the play dead. What'd you see there, Coach? I'm not sure why he blew that play dead.
I don't know. Looked like he pointed to a couple of players on the court, but he didn't, like, talk to them. There was no trash talking going on. I think maybe it was just to check and see if somebody was okay.
Could be. Pass down low for Jaslyn Henderson here. She's fouled hard and will head to the line. Yeah, maybe he thought that somebody had a cut or something like that, but play continued, and then he might want to check on Jaselyn here, as that was a hard hit underneath. She bounces up and will head to the line here. She's as tough as they come here with a minute to go in the first quarter. BG leading 8-2. Now he's having a conversation with Jaselyn, make sure she's okay, but
that one we could tell why he stopped the game, but the other one was strange.
And so Jaselyn will head to the line here. Also on our top scorers list, Jaselyn and Jana for the BG Bobcats. Jaselyn missing the first foul shot here, though.
Yeah, Jaselyn comes into the game averaging about 11.7 points a game, while her sister, the senior, the lone senior for the Bobcats, is averaging about a little more than 12.
And the second shot is up and good here for Jaselyn, her first points of the night. There was, I think, maybe 2 days last week where they were right close, like neck and neck with each other, but it ballooned up the other night where Jana was back ahead.
Well, the older sister can't let the little one pass.
Exactly, right. 57 seconds to go, first quarter. A foul on BG as they bring it down the floor, so UV will have it right about near midcourt, trailing 9-2. And Chandler Benjamin's going to check in now here for BG late in the quarter, and Jaselyn's going to get a little extra breather to make sure she's okay here at the end of the first. So UV will get it into Jaden Schrag again at the top of the key. UV could use a bucket here for some confidence late in this first quarter. Storm have it again, going right to left there in the black with the purple and white trim. Jaden out along the baseline, finds her way through the teeth of the defense and is fouled. The shot won't go from just underneath the hoop, but she will head to the line with 43 seconds to go first quarter.
That was a nice drive. It looked like she was kind of cut off, but then she created some space, drew the foul, earns the trip to the line.
So Jaden will settle in here at the line, and her first shot is no good. So somebody has put a lid on the rim down here for UV so far in this first half. And the second shot coming now for Jaden Schrag. And she misses the second one, gets her own rebound, tosses it up. That shot won't go. And the shooting woes continue here for the Storm. A rebound for Marissa Mayo. Mayo quickly in transition with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Jana Henderson feeding one back across. Peyton Umbra for three. Left it a little short. And then a foul underneath after the shot. Looks like it's going to be on UV.
And that'll be the Storm's fifth foul. So the Bobcats will go to the line to shoot two.
Wow, so this will send Chandler Benjamin to the line here for BG. So Chandler's going to settle in at the line here. And her first shot is up and good. First point of the night here for Chandler. BG leading 10-2 now with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. And she misses the second. Rebound for UV. They can play for the last shot if they wish. Shot clock's off. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Jaden Schrag now kicking one out for Taylor. Her shot from the right wing side from about 20 feet out. No good. Rebound BG. They got 10 seconds to work with. Peyton Umbra. Pasuda back out. Jana Henderson missed it. Rebound for UV. And then we'll have a jump ball, which will keep it with Bainbridge with just over a second to go here in the first quarter. Jump ball on that rebound off the miss from Jana Henderson. And so this will be Peyton Umber doing the inbounding. She'll look to get it in. Peyton feeds one across, finds Marissa Mayo. The shot in and out at the buzzer. 10-2 is our score. BG Girls leading Unadilla Valley. First quarter in the books. We'll be back on WCDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, start of the second quarter. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Also our game audio archive, it's fully updated. Any game we've done this season, you can find it right there on WCDOsports.com. All right, Coach, what can UV do to try to get that lid off the rim down here as we start the second quarter?
Well, they just need to be patient, and like you said, they just need to see the ball go in the hoop, and that'll give them some confidence.
UV with the basketball. Jaden Schrag at the top of the key here, setting it up as UV goes left to right. And now a traveling violation. That won't help the Storm. It's going back to BG, and they just have not been able to find their way.
Another thing that you could always do is, you know, try to create some offense with your defense, maybe pick up full court press. Since they've gone to the 2-3 zone, the Bobcats have only scored 2 points. So that certainly has helped. They just got to put the ball in the basket.
Bobcats with the basketball now, going right to left there in the white with the navy blue trim. Here's Jonna Henderson with a jumper from the left side. She got knocked down as she took it. She's slow to get up. Missed the shot. And we'll have a whistle. Believe a jump ball on the rebound there, Coach?
Yeah, I think so. Because the Storm got it to start the quarter. So now the Bobcats will get the jump ball on the alternating possession.
Jonna took a big hit there. No call, but appears to be okay. So both Henderson sisters have been on the floor here to start this contest. And now BG does throw this ball away as they looked for Marissa Mayo on the right side, and it went sailing out of bounds. With 7:15 to go in the second quarter, the BG girls still leading 10-2. Schrag in the backcourt. Here is Jaden across the Bobcats logo. Little dribble drive into the paint, tosses it up, and cannot get the shot to go. Hits the rim twice and won't go down. UV doing everything except see the ball go through right now.
Yeah, that was a good drive. I thought that was in.
Marissa Mayo with the ball to the right side. A three here for Marissa is too strong, and it rolls out of bounds. Going back to UV. Marissa Mayo, the talented eighth grader who we've seen had some big games so far this season, will now take a break, and Chandler Benjamin's going to check back in.
I mean, if you're UV, yeah, you're having a hard time putting the ball in the basket, but you're still within the game. You're still within striking distance. Your defense is good. You just got to see the ball go through that basket.
Boy, and you know, you only got these 2 points, but you're only down by eight. So you got to feel like, hey, we're still in this ball game. Here is Jaden Schrag. A fall-away jumper is no good. I think she's trying to force a little bit right now to help UV get back into it. And then a foul on the rebound, I believe on that far side. It's going to give the ball back to UV here. And so UV will look to get it in on the baseline. Either that or somebody stepped out on that far side. I couldn't see it from our angle. Now we have a jump ball, and it'll go back to BG.
I think he called a jump ball because UV started with it, then BG got it, then UV got that one. Now BG has this one.
Yeah, our fourth jump ball of the quarter. And we're only about a minute and a half into this second quarter. A pass down low to Jaslyn Henderson. She couldn't hold on to it. And the Storm will get the ball back up the floor here for Jaden to the foul line. Her jumper off the right side of the rim, and it wouldn't go. Bobcats with another rebound, and here comes Jonna Henderson with BG leading 10-2 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bobcats have it. Here's Chandler Benjamin. Good ball movement. They find Peyton Umbra for three. Too strong. Rebound. Jaslyn Henderson keeps it alive. Back to the high post for Suda. Now to Chandler Benjamin. To the high post for Suda again. Outside here for Jonna Henderson. They continue to move this ball around. They whip it back to the right side. BG going right to left. Here is Peyton Umbra. Floats one across and now finds Jonna Henderson for a long two, and she hits it. And that's the bucket BG needed.
Good patience there by the Bobcats again on offense.
6 points for Jonna Henderson, and it's 12-2 now for BG on top of the UV Storm. Schrag gets off of a screen, passes down low, and finds Natalie Crandall, who puts it up and in. That makes it 12-4. And maybe that's what UV needs to get going. Bobcats working it around. Here's Chandler Benjamin for three. That's good from the outside. They're going to say it's a long two there for Benjamin. Makes it 14-4.
She must have had a toe on the line because it looked like a three from up here.
Now a takeaway by BG as UV brought it back down the floor. Umbra goes to the high post. They find Chandler Benjamin. Going back inside here for Suda, and they'll say she traveled.
Even though she traveled on that possession there, she's doing a really nice job in BG's zone offense in the high post there. She gets the ball. She clearly is looking to distribute to her teammates. She doesn't hold on to the ball very long, and she moves it, and it's allowing BG to get open looks on their offensive sets.
14-4. The BG girls are leading Unadilla Valley with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Storm had the ball, top of the key. They try to pass to the far side. It's deflected, but they just hold on to it. UV struggling on offense here. And now they get it inside, and up off the glass is good for Natalie Crandall. Back-to-back buckets for her, and she's fouled. Crandall will go to the line. Coach, to me, it looks like everything is just kind of jammed in there. There's just no room to operate here for UV.
But like we said earlier, I mean, they're still in the game. They're still right there. Long way to go.
Marissa Mayo back in as Chandler Benjamin will go to the bench to talk with Coach Conway. Crandall will miss the foul shot here. And off the miss, Jaislyn Henderson's able to scoop it up. So it's BG girls leading UV 14-6 with exactly 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bobcats have the ball with Mayo. They'll set up shop here in their own offensive zone. Mayo, who's back into the game, will find Umbra straight away, passing to the high post for Jaislyn Henderson. Chest pass. They find Mayo on the left side. Her three is short. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcats.
Boy, that looked good from our angle. It was just a little short. Right on line, just short.
And when she heats up, usually we've seen some games this year where once she hits the first one, you see two or three in a row right after it. BG working it in. And they have it on the left side. I thought she was going to shoot another one there, but she doesn't pull the trigger. Marissa will instead hand off to Peyton Umbra. Umbra to the right side. Now for Jonna Henderson. And they'll reverse it to Marissa Mayo. Good patience again. Mayo into the corner. Finds Victoria Suda. Inside for Jaislyn Henderson, and she scores deep in the shot clock.
Very nice pass there from the gray area into the little short high post area.
Makes it 16-6. The BG girls are leading, visiting UV. Coming up on 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Stay tuned at the half. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Coach and I can break this one down and talk about that tiebreaker game tomorrow that we'll be doing. We got a foul on BG as UV tries to take it to the hole here with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And just in case you're wondering, that tiebreaker game tomorrow between the Unitigo and Sydney girls, 4 o'clock tomorrow, that game will be played at Unadilla Valley High School. So make the trip up to UV and check out that tiebreaker game. Lady Storm looking to get it in, and they can't. It's a 5-second call, giving it back to BG. Great defense. 16-6, the Bobcats will get it back, and walking it down the floor will be Peyton Umbra. Umbra to the right side will feed one into the corner for Marissa Mayo. Her shot in and out. Victoria Suda rebound, feeds one over. Jonna Henderson, her left-handed layup rolls off the front of the rim, but a third chance here because Marissa Mayo is going to rip down the rebound, and they'll reset the offense. Jonna, left side. We'll leave it for Victoria Suda. Back out for Jonna Henderson. Her jumper, a little too much mustard on that. Goes to the far side. Rebound this time for UV. With 2:20 to go in the second quarter. 16-6 our score. UV girls trailing Bainbridge-Guilford here on the road. Into the corner now for Natalie Crandall. Her shot is long. And we'll have a jump ball on the rebound.
I think that's 5 jump balls in the quarter.
I think you're right. Well, it's either a sign of good scrappy hustle by both sides, or maybe the officials just, there's a six, so who knows.
You had the over-under on jump balls in the second quarter. I hope you took the over.
Yeah, that's a good one if you were betting on that today. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. BG gets the ball back. Another wide-open jumper for Jonna Henderson. Buries it from the left corner. She's got 8 points.
Nice pass there by her sister. She drove the baseline, found her in the other corner. Nice little jump shot.
Makes it 18-6 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. And our seventh jump ball of the quarter there is BG ties up the UV defense at the top of the key. Could we hit double figures here, Coach?
I don't know. That's what I was just thinking. But there's only a minute 49 left. But you never know.
We'd need another one real quick. Slapped out of bounds by BG this time. UV will hold on to control of it. So the Storm will have the basketball. Looking to get it in deep in their own end. And they do to Jaden Schrag. Schrag at the top of the key now gets a screen. Battles her way down low. Her shot up off the glass. That won't go down. Out of bounds going back to BG as they lead 18-6 with about a minute 40 to go here second quarter. And Peyton Umbra will walk it across midcourt, finding Jonna Henderson. The patience of BG has really paid off here in this first half as they lead 18-6. Far side now, Marissa Mayo, her jumper too strong, rebound. Suda works one back out to Henderson, who buries it. Jonna's got 10. But a great rebound by Victoria Suda to set that up. And BG leads 20-6. So we come up on a minute to go in the second quarter. And Jaden Schrag is fouled as she takes it into the teeth of the defense. And Jaislyn got a piece of her wrist.
I think she thinks she got all ball.
And Jaislyn's going to have to head to the bench. Chandler Benjamin back in to protect Jaislyn with those two fouls.
But Jaislyn has been the primary defender on Schrag here in the first half. She's done a really nice job of keeping her in front and not allowing her to get that dribble penetration. That time she kind of lost her concentration or focus there, and that's what created the opportunity for UV in the foul.
Jaden misses the first shot at the line, second one coming. And in and out. And a rebound now for Jonna Henderson. I know Jaislyn, from talking to her, loves that challenge of defense. If coach says, go get somebody, she was the first one to raise her hand. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. BG with the basketball. And they'll flip one over to the far side for Mayo. Now to Umbra. To Jonna Henderson, who has a game high so far in points. Back out Umbra, straightaway three, not enough on it. And a rebound by UV underneath. Henderson with 10 points to lead all scorers so far for BG. Schrag in transition. Her jumper hit the rim three times and wouldn't go down. That jumper from 10 feet wouldn't go. 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and BG leads 20-6. And they're content to pull it out and try to run something here for the last play of the quarter, possibly. Mayo to the far side now will feed one back to the left side here for Jonna Henderson. They go high post for Benjamin. 6 seconds left. They try to pass down low. It's tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with BG with 4 seconds exactly left.
So they got a 1 second difference here with the game clock and the shot clock.
And so Umbra will be doing the inbounding. Finds Jonna Henderson. Stops and tries to get one off and cannot do it before the buzzer. That's our halftime score.
No, you got 1 second.
1 second. Oh, my gosh, we got less than a second left here. 0.5. Heard the horn, but it was the shot clock horn. And UV will get it in. They try a full court heave, but it's well short. And now that'll do it. Our halftime break, BG girls leading 20-6 here over Unadilla Valley. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabido, where people make energy different.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meal box 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, welcome back. It's time for the Mirabido Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, sponsored by Mirabido. They've been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Mirabido at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Halftime score here, 20-6. BG girls leading at Unadilla Valley. Scoring summary in the first half, 10 for Jonna Henderson here for BG, 3 apiece for Jaislyn Henderson and Chandler Benjamin, 2 apiece for Peyton Umbra and Marissa Mayo. On the other side for UV, 4 for Natalie Crandall, 2 for Jaden Schrag. And, you know, I said this last night when I was covering that boys game that was low scoring. I said, just because the score is low doesn't mean it's a bad game. You know, UV's getting good looks, just as we've mentioned several times already. Shots not going down, but still in this ball game, still definitely not out of reach.
And I think if you look at the other division, I think you broadcasted a game earlier this year between Unitigo and Delhi where you had a score maybe similar to this at the end of the first half, and then it was exactly the opposite in the second half, and I think the game either almost went to overtime or was very close. So, I mean, yeah, you could look at this game and say, geez, UV losing by 14 points at half. But they've gotten good shots, and all of a sudden they could start making a whole bunch.
That game was 33-11. Delhi girls were on top of Unitigo at the half. And I want to say the final was like 46-40 or something, 46-42. It was a tale of two halves. So you really never know. Never know.
And there's that momentum shift. You don't know when it's going to happen. It could be a defensive play. It could be a three-pointer. It could be an and-one. You never know. It could be, you know, somebody on BG picks up a third foul and they have to leave the game, and it changes the momentum of the game into UV's favor. So that's why you play the game and you don't just write it in.
Just a reminder, tomorrow we will have the MAC Girls Division I tiebreaker game between Sydney and Unitigo. That game will be at 4 o'clock at Unadilla Valley tomorrow. You know, everyone this week has been talking to me like Unadilla Valley's on the moon. You know, they're upset that they have to drive up there for the tiebreaker game. So, if you don't want to drive to UV, I got a simple solution. Listen to us on WCDO. Coach will not be with me tomorrow, but I will have my good friend Pete Commanderic with me. He did a couple of games earlier in the year with me. And excited to have Pete for that game tomorrow. But I suggest you get your butt in the car and get up there. It's going to be a heck of a game. There's lots of parking and lots of seating at UV. It's a great venue for it, and I hope everyone will be up there to support both teams.
Not only will that game be there tomorrow, but next Saturday, February 17th, I think they're calling it like Championship Saturday. There'll be four games at Unadilla Valley with the MAC Boys and Girls Championships, followed by the Tri-Valley Boys and Girls Championships. So,
and the Tri-Valley is already set. They had their semifinals this week, and we saw some upsets. Both number one seeds went down. So the boys' championship will be 4-seed Morris against 2-seed Milford, which will be a great game. And the girls will be 2-seed Skenevis taking on 4-seed Cherry Valley Springfield. So the Edmiston boys and the Edmiston Morris girls, try to keep that all straight in your head, were both the one seeds and both lost at home in the semifinals. So just a lot of parity. And as you and I were talking the other night, any of the teams in the top four for the boys or the girls in the Tri-Valley could win a championship. I mean, it's that close this year.
Yeah, and think about that dynamic that you just said. You know, one night this week, you could have had a group of parents, one from a group from Edmiston and a group from Morris, and Wednesday night, they're cheering together, rooting for the girls, and then the following night, you come back and in the boys' side, they're playing each other. They could be on opposing sides.
And it was a heated atmosphere for the boys' game last night. Back and forth. Morris pulls away at the end to pull off the upset. But it was just great small school basketball at his finest. And Tiger Ross had a big night for Morris. 27 points He was tremendous. So, all right, it's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here. BG Girls leading UV 20-6 at the break. We'll be right back with the third quarter on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We're ready for the start of the third quarter. BG Girls leading Unita Valley 20-6 here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Bobcats will get the ball in going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. UV is in the black with the purple and the white trim. Here's Jonna Henderson. Good pass from Jaslyn from the high post to the right corner, and she buries it.
A great execution there by the Bobcats. That was zone offense to a T.
Makes it 22-6, and BG is rolling. How many points did you say they had in the first matchup? 26?
26. It was 28-26 UV in the first matchup.
Coach Conway said, we just really struggled. He actually said this to me. I think you'll appreciate this. It was one of the hardest nights of coaching he's ever had. This is a guy who has over 600 wins. He said it was that frustrating. Well, they're doing better tonight, as here's a steal by Jaslyn Henderson. Misses the layup in traffic as she was coming back down the floor. She'll want that one back. Ball out of bounds back to the Lady Storm.
You know, sometimes it's hard to understand. These are just high school kids. They're students. They go to class all day, and you never know what's going on. And, like, as a coach, you can just put them in opportunities to be successful, and then it's kind of up to them. So you could play a team one night, then turn around and play them the next night. It could be two totally different teams.
Foul on BG on the far side on Marissa Mayo, her first, team's first. UV will have it on the baseline. I get that from coaches all the time in our text exchange, and when they're, you know, sending me scores and stuff, they'll say, all we can do is give them the tools, and then, you know, they're high school kids. That's all we can do is hope that they come to play. Here's Jaden Schrock with a runner in the paint. And if that gets going, that could be deadly. Good shot there from Jaden.
I mean, she probably had four of those in the first half that went in and out. I mean, I remember the one you said hit the rim three times.
22-8. The BG Girls leading Unadilla Valley. Early third quarter here in Bainbridge tonight. We're glad to have you along. Here's Marissa Mayo for three. Buckled off the side of the rim. Taken down by Jaslyn Henderson. And we got a jump ball, believe it or not. If we had to estimate, how many do you think we had in the first half? We had, what, seven in the second quarter?
There's one there. That's eight. I would say we're probably at about 11.
Yep, I was going to say. We probably had three in the first quarter, three or four. So UV gets the arrow, and this time they'll bring it back down the floor, trailing 22-8 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. UV passing inside. Shot up off the glass. Won't go. Therefore, Montgomery. Rebound, Jonna Henderson. Here's Jonna in transition. Passing far side for Marissa Mayo. They try to feed it through the teeth of the defense. It got tapped away. Goes back over to Marissa Mayo. Took a good bounce. Her three off the mark. Marissa just not finding the bottom of the cup here tonight. 6 minutes to go in the third. UV will back it out. Here's Jaden directing traffic. Steps in. Pulls up from the foul line. A line drive shot is no good. And BG with another rebound. They've done a good job limiting UV for most of the night to one shot on each possession. Marissa Mayo to the right side of the floor as BG now going left to right in this third quarter. For Jaislyn Henderson, skips across the top of the defense. Back to Jaislyn, a pass from Victoria Suda. Shot won't go, rebound for UV, but still great passing there for the Bobcats to set that up. It just wouldn't go down. Now a steal by Mayo near midcourt. She takes off and is fouled as she takes it in. And Marissa will head to the line.
Now for those of you that are you know, shooters out there, she's struggling a little bit with her outside shot. She's had some good looks. They haven't gone in. This is something you can do to try to get your shot back. Like, see if you can get to the free throw line. She has the opportunity here to take two shots unguarded. And if she can get one to go in, that boosts your confidence.
She can't get the first one to go at the line. Just a talented eighth grader here, Marissa Mayo, looking for the second one at the line. And that one is off the mark, 0 for 2. That's an interesting footwork thing that she has there. Oh, goes 0 for 2 at the line, back down the floor for the Storm. It's almost like she takes a step back and then kind of steps into the free throw. I don't know if I've noticed that before. Storm with the ball. They try to go to the interior, and Jonna Henderson was there again with a steal. Outlet pass ahead for Jaislyn. Stops, up off the glass, no. And we got a jump ball. There's our second one of the quarter. This time it'll stay with BG. Boy, Jaislyn is working her tail off out there, and it's just the shots aren't going in for her tonight either. 5 minutes to go in the third. BG on the inbounds pass. They find Jonna Henderson. She's the one player in the gym it is going in for, and she's got 14. On senior night here in Bainbridge, they lead 24-8. UV back down the floor, going right to left again in the black uniforms with the white trim and the purple trim as well. And ball tipped. Henderson almost had another steal there, and now they do with Marissa Mayo. If UV gets it into the post, they are having trouble getting it back out to the wing if that post player gets stuck. BG with the basketball. They go to Mayo, and they try to float it into the corner, and it was tipped out of bounds. With 4:15 to go here in the third quarter, we're going to step away for 30 seconds with BG leading 24-8 here on WCDO.
The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umsadol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4 minutes to go in the third, and it's 24-8 as BG with a shot clock violation there is going to give it back to UV. And so the Storm will walk it down the floor here with Jaden Schrag. 3:50 to go here in this third quarter, and the Storm have it, but a steal by Victoria Suda, but taken back here by BG, or by UV, excuse me. Hot potato here for both teams. A shot for UV from Hodge in the corner won't go, and a rebound here for the Bobcats. Back down the floor. They'll look to go to Chandler Benjamin. And the ball tipped away, and Schrag has it again, trying to use that track speed and go coast to coast, and she finishes.
Yeah, nice steal there and nice finish. She created the space there with a little body contact and nice finish.
Makes it 24-10 as we come up on 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter in a MAC Division II matchup here. Winner of this, well, if it's UV, they'll stay in second place. If it's BG, we'll have a tiebreaker scenario between the Bobcats and the Storm. Here's Chandler Benjamin, straightaway three, no. Ball out of bounds, and going to go back to UV. I believe if they're tied record-wise in the division, they may just have to do the old flip the coin. And I know that doesn't thrill everybody at home, but this late in the season, you can't really add an extra game in that type of a scenario. Unless it's for something like we have tomorrow where it's the right to go to the championship game.
I mean, this tiebreaker would just decide who gets to play number two from Division One.
Correct.
And who gets to play number three. So, and neither, none of those four teams have a chance for the championship. So either flip the coin or put two pieces of paper and a hat and draw.
It's probably every league coordinator's nightmare when it comes down to that. I know I've witnessed a few over the years, been a part of a few over the years as well. A 10-second call here. BG can't get it over. Great defense there by the Storm. They are not going to go quietly. One year in the Tri-Valley when they had one of those three-way ties, they had me come over and we did a live draw on, I think I was just doing Twitter updates. I was thinking maybe we did it on the radio too, but as I pulled each one, we were posting who got it, and that was fun.
I think the team I was coaching was involved in that, and I don't think you picked the right one for us.
No, I think I sent you guys
to Lauren.
To Lauren's. You were the four, they were the one.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, I think the school that I didn't pick was the most mad at the time, I believe, which was Richfield.
Yep.
And I believe that was the year that then Franklin got the three and goes on and upsets somebody and wins the league. They beat Lawrence in the championship.
At Hartwick College.
At Hartwick College. Derek Beers' senior year. That team went on a Cinderella run. Kind of came out of the basement of the league and worked their way all the way to the Hartwick College championship game and got it done. All on a draw by Nate Lull. I got the assist there, I guess. Even sent my alma mater to the four spot. So, all right, a minute 50 to go here in the third. BG with the ball, 24-10 our score. And a straightaway three here for Peyton Umbra. Splash for Umbra. She's got 5 points. Makes it 27-10. Left side here for Taylor. Her shot's off the back of the rim. And BG will have the ball. We did that GMU Lawrence game. I know I was at least there covering it, maybe on the radio. As here's Jaslyn Henderson with a breakaway layup, and it's good. She's got 5 points, and I remember thinking, I'm responsible for this. Not often you get that. Three here for UV is partially tipped out of bounds. And so it will stay with the Storm late here in the third quarter.
And the Bobcats have had a lot of good looks from three-point range, and they finally got one to go here and give them a little more cushion at the end of this third quarter.
Storm get it in. A shot here is no good. Second chance for the Storm also won't go down there for Natalie Crandall. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with UV one more time. Not what the Storm were hoping for here so far in this contest. They've been ice cold on the road against the tough BG squad. Pull-up jumper here for Cora Johnson won't go down, and another jump ball this time will stay with the Storm.
And another thing people need to understand is, like, when you go on the road, there are some gyms that are very difficult to play in. This would definitely be one of them. I remember from my years at Unitico, it was never an easy game when you came over here to play the Bobcats.
What do you think makes that?
I just think it's, like, your past experiences in the gym.
Okay.
So, like, if you're used to going to that school and having success or being in a tight game or, you know, winning, then it kind of, like, you just have that confidence where coming to BG, well, geez, BG's always really good. This is going to be a tough test. And then things start to not go well, and they just kind of snowball for you.
45 seconds to go in the third. Now a steal by UV. Here's Jaden Schrock down the right side. Steps through, takes it to the rim a little too hard. Rebound kept alive here by UV. They'll work it back out. Jaden with a three, in and out. She's doing everything she can but cannot find the bottom of the hoop. Rebound for BG. Jonna Henderson flips it across the court. Now they go to Marissa Mayo. Back to Jonna on the right side. Her jumper is good, and Jonna's up to a game-high 16.
She's got that mid-range jumper pretty much down.
15 seconds left. Pump fake here for Natalie Crandall. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Going to be a jump ball. It'll stay with UV. That's, what, four this quarter? We could be approaching 20 by the end of this game. 5 seconds left here, third quarter. And the Storm will look to get it in on the baseline. They do. A jumper here. No. Rebound for Suda, and they won't get it off in time, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books, and it's BG 31. And Unadilla Valley 10, Matt Girls Hoops tonight. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. BG with the basketball. Early fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Traveling violation is going to give the ball back to UV. Again, early here in the fourth quarter, 31-10 our score. Coach, do you have bad memories of coming in this gym? Is that, I'm interested now. Your many matchups with Coach Conway.
I would say I have mixed.
You did have good success against him, but he...
We won the Kozalski tournament a couple times.
Oh, okay.
We beat him our fair share. I wouldn't say I have bad memories in here. I would say I have some bad memories playing BG in the league championship.
That did come up in one of our podcasts recently about some of those matchups between your Unitigo teams and BG back in the day. Always a lot of fun. Here is Peyton Umbra, a chance from inside, missed it, UV with a rebound. 6.5 to go in the fourth, it's 31-10, BG back on defense as here comes UV back down the floor going right to left. Here is Jaden Schrock. And we'll leave one off here for Hodge. Her three from straight away, no good. Well, Coach Whitback and I were talking about what it was like to coach in the league for that, you know, pretty much 10-year stretch where everybody was good, but especially Harpersville, having a D1 player on their team for about that 10-year stretch. So we'll talk about that when we come back as BG's going to take a timeout here. 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. 31-10 our score. BG girls on top of UV on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 6:10 to go here in the fourth. 31-10 our score, BG Girls leading UV. But, yeah, Coach, to go back, those were some of the golden years of MAC basketball, that's for sure. Those great Harpersville teams, had to be a fun era, for sure.
It was. There were no easy games, and everybody was good. Everybody seemed to have, you know, two or three kids that could really play, and there were a whole bunch of kids that went on to play college basketball. I mean, how many times do you see a Class C school in New York State have three girls on the roster at one time that go on to play Division I basketball?
Yeah, that's remarkable.
And we're not talking like low Division I. We're talking pretty high Division I.
Amazing to see, especially in her later years, Miranda Drummond, just how much she developed and blossomed at SU once she transferred from Bonaventure to SU. It was incredible. UV with the ball now. It's in the backcourt with Jaden Schrag. She almost lost it for a moment, but now safely back into her own offensive end here for UV. Schrag is going to toss it up. Oh, they're not going to give it to her. They're going to say it's on the floor. And poor Jaden, she's been wanting one of those to go in all night. And this one won't count, so it's on the floor here with just about five and a half to go fourth quarter. BG Girls leading 31-10.
And the degree of difficulty on that shot, that was probably the hardest shot she had all night. And it was the one that went in, and they waved it off.
Drilled it. But, yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't count. Shot on the inside here for UV. Will not go. Too hard off the back of the glass there for Montgomery. Mayo to the left side now. BG firmly in control of this game. Passing to the far side. Back out for Mayo, and she steps in and hits a long two. Maybe that's the bucket she needs. Mayo with 4 points, and Marissa's sitting just off of our top scorers list, averaging, boy, if I'm trying to remember my spreadsheet, right around 9.5 or so. So I'm always rooting for her that she'll get to pop onto the top scorers list, which our requirement is that you're averaging at least 10 points per game. Ball gets tied up here on the floor, and BG comes out of there with Jaislyn Henderson. 4:45 to go in the fourth. It's 33-10. BG Girls leading. Pass to the interior now for Jaislyn Henderson. Steps through the teeth of the defense. It won't go. Rebound for Hodge underneath for the Storm. Hodge back down the right side. Stops and pops for kind of a runner three there. It's too strong, and Jaislyn with the rebound. Well, Jaislyn hasn't been scoring as much as usual, but she does all the little things so well here for this Bobcats team. Chandler Benjamin throws it away. Jaislyn Henderson chasing down Jaden Schrag, would not let her have that breakaway layup. And Jaden won't hit that shot, but is fouled, then will head to the line. But even just the hustle there by Jaislyn to get back.
Yeah, great hustle there to contest the layup and not give up the free 2 points.
And
make
so
earn it from the line.
Jaden Schrag will settle in. And her first shot from the line, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go, and it has just not been her night. Second one coming for Jaden. The talented senior who led Unadilla Valley to a deep sectional run as she hits the second one in soccer this year. Also a fantastic track athlete that I'm sure will have another chance to go to states in both indoor and outdoor. Pass to the interior here now for BG as they set it up. Marissa Mayo straight away three off the side of the rim. No. Rebound BG. They keep it alive. Then a steal by guess who? Jaden Schrag. The four-sport athlete will put it up and in. Gets inside on the right low block and somehow got that shot to go. She's got nine and will head to the line here. Yeah, so Jaden doing soccer, basketball, both indoor and outdoor track, as well as played some softball as well. So basically, if they offer it, she's going to do it for UV. Jaden at the line, and boy, can I get that foul shot to go. She's got 9 points, though. UV trailing 33-13 with 3:45 to go fourth quarter. And a timeout will be taken here by Coach Conway. So we'll step away with, again, 3:45 to go. BG Girls on top, 33-13 over visiting UV on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a layup for Jaden Schrag. Makes it 33-15. Jaden's now got 11 points for UV. A missed layup for BG gives it back to UV, and here they come down the floor with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Now a steal back by BG with 2:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. BG in command, trying to earn perhaps a 2 seed for the upcoming tournament, and they go inside for Marissa Mayo, and she scores.
Yeah, really nice entry pass there into the post for BG.
6 points now for Mayo, and it's 35-15 with 2:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Storm with the basketball, going right to left. Has not been their night shooting the ball. They go back to Schrag, into the teeth of the defense, and she scores. Schrag really starting to heat up, and she's got 13. 13 of their 17 here. That's how much she means to this team, BG. Back down the floor, tripped up there was Danica Park, who's into the game. And UV will come away with it. Here's Hodge, left side. Tries to pass to the interior and intercepted by guess who? Defensive specialist Jaislyn Henderson. Back across midcourt here for BG. Firmly in control here, 35-17. Good backdoor cut by Chandler Benjamin, and she's open and hits it. And she's got 5 points.
I've been really impressed with Bainbridge-Guilford's passing tonight. They really look for each other, and they know where the ball needs to go in their offensive sets, and they do a good job of finding each other.
Agreed. There's been some tremendous passes. As now on defense, we got another jump ball. As this time the arrow is giving it back to BG with 90 seconds left, and they lead 37-17. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up in just a few minutes. We'll have our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Both Henderson sisters have checked out of the game now for safekeeping. And a nice senior night here for Jana. She's going to finish with 16 points. I'm sure Coach wants to keep her healthy for the upcoming MAC tournament games as well as sectionals, which is right around the corner. The seeding meeting is next week, the 14th, and we'll have the brackets by the end of next week for sure. And Class C girls, which both these teams would be in, is going to be just a gauntlet between the good teams from the MAC, the good teams from the IAC. I think Green is going to have a pretty high seed when it's all said and done, and as well as Unitigo and Delhi should be up there. And Sydney will be a Class B school this year, so they'll be in the B bracket. So that'll be fun to watch as well. Minute to go here in the fourth quarter now. A steal by BG. Looking to add to their lead. Here's Marissa Mayo. Gets sandwiched as she brings it down and is fouled with 55 seconds left. Kind of fell awkwardly there, but appears to be okay. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you for tonight's broadcast. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at our Main Street studios at WCDO. BG with the inbounds pass. And they will find Peyton Umbra here on the baseline. Pull-up jumper is good for Marissa Mayo, and she's up to 8 points, making it 39-17 with 40 seconds to go. Jaden Schrock, who is heated up late in this ball game, has 13 points. We'll dish one to the left side here. Montgomery with the basketball. They go high post. And we'll have a foul on BG on the interior. Well, Coach, we're sorry that you won't be with us tomorrow for the tiebreaker game.
Hey, that's all right. It'll be an exciting game, and maybe I'll catch the game on WCDO.
I hope so. You'll be watching former WCDO intern Hannah B., your daughter, now playing for SUNY Morrisville, doing a great job there. And their game is at SUNY Poly tomorrow?
At SUNY Poly at 3 o'clock, and there's also several of your Armadillo's former players will be in the game. So it should be an exciting game, and hope your game is exciting as well.
I hope so. BG graduate Celeste Baldwin also playing for SUNY Morrisville this year. She's having a nice year up there for the Mustangs, as Jaden cannot get the first shot to go here.
Got a lot of locals. Abby Platt from Oneonta.
Yep.
Delmar from Worcester.
Oh, yeah, Delmar Vega Haley as Schrog hits the second shot here. So, yeah, Deli's there from Worcester. And Desiah Becker, if you're talking about Section 4, is a Union Endicott kid. She's there playing point guard. And we got a traveling violation here on BG with 18 seconds left. I'm trying to think, we missing anybody else?
Carly Party.
Carly Party. How could we forget Carly? She is
South
injured.
Court, right?
From SK. So they have recruited Section 4 very well. Pull-up jumper here for Schrog will not go. Out of bounds with 9 seconds left. It'll stay with UV. Yeah, a lot of local kids playing college basketball this year. It's been fun to follow. I'm hoping to go through on my Twitter or my X page at some point and do some catching up and talk about where kids are that are former standouts from the area. A steal by BG. They'll look to get it forward. Here's Mayo. They'll scoot one inside here. A shot at the buzzer is good for Danica Park. She hits it, and our final score is going to be 41-18 for BG. And so we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back with the postgame show. But the BG Bobcats get the Division II victory here tonight, 41-18 for Greg Bonskowski. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal Health Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, welcome back one last time inside the gym here at BG High School. Our final score, 41-18, BG girls defeating Unadilla Valley. Here's your scoring summary. First for BG, 16 points for Jonna Henderson, 8 from Marissa Mayo, then 5 apiece from Peyton Umbra, Jaislyn Henderson, and Chandler Benjamin, 2 for Danica Park. On the other side, pretty easy, 14 for Jaden Schrog, and 4 for Natalie Crandall. All right, Coach, time for our three awards. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right, so our first award is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We wanted to go on senior night here with Jonna Henderson, the game-high 16. She had that mid-range jumper working all night.
Yeah, she seemed to get her feet set in that area, and as you and I talked about both on the air and off the air, BG really knows how to find their players on the offensive end, and they did a good job passing her the ball, and she got her feet set and knocked down some jumpers.
Next up will be the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. We talked about her all throughout the broadcast. She's as scrappy as they come. Jaslyn Henderson will get our defense award. She prides herself on her defense and I think is just a hustler out there for sure.
Yeah, she certainly plays hard. I didn't see a possession where she took it off. You know, I mentioned earlier that she did a really good job guarding UV's best player, Jaden.
Yes.
And she kind of held her down in the first half there and gave BG an opportunity to get ahead. But the play that sticks out most to me is when there was that turnover in the front court for Bainbridge Guilford. And you mentioned Jaden's track, you know,
yeah,
skills and ability. And she chased her down, and she committed a foul, but she didn't allow her to get the free layup. She didn't allow her to get an opportunity for an and-one. That was the play that impressed me the most, that, hey, I'm going to hustle. I'm not taking any plays off. So she really plays hard. Any coach would like to have her on their team.
Yeah, totally agree. Next up is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We're going to go with Jaden Schrock here tonight, 14 points. If it got done tonight, Jaden had to do it for UV. She put that team on her back, and it's the kind of athlete she is, and that's what she means to all the sports teams this year at UV.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned how many different sports she plays and how skilled and successful she is in those sports. And, you know, it just wasn't her night tonight. She had good looks and good shots. The ball just wasn't going in for her early. Late, she kind of got it going a little bit, but she did a nice job, and hopefully she has a successful rest of her senior year, and good luck to the UV Storm for the rest of their season as well.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock. Circle the calendar, cancel whatever you got going on. Get up to Unadilla Valley, or at least listen. We'll have the MAC tiebreaker game between Sydney girls and Unitigo. The winner of that will take on Green in the MAC championship next Saturday the 17th at Unadilla Valley. So mark your calendar. We'll be there for that tomorrow, the tiebreaker game at Unadilla Valley. All right, final score 41-18, BG. Defeating Unadilla Valley for Greg Bonskowski. Any last questions or comments, Coach?
Nope. I just thought it was a very typical BG Bobcat win tonight. I thought the girls were prepared. Thought they really did a good job executing on offense. And I'm always amazed at how well Coach Conway gets the kids to understand what their role is and how they can help the team be successful. And it might not always be, hey, I scored, you know, 15, 20 points. It might be, I'm the defender. I'm the person who brings the ball up the court, or I'm the person who distributes the ball to my teammates in the spot where they can score. So good luck to both teams, but was a typical Bobcat win tonight here at BG.
Well, since he's sitting right next to me, I'm going to put him on the spot here. We're going to welcome Coach Conway onto the post-game show. Yeah, you can put those on.
All right.
You came up here, so now I'm going to make you work for it, I guess.
Okay.
Coach, this one means a lot for you guys. You lose a tight one with UV earlier in the year, and this one means a lot in the division. What was the mindset for your team coming in here tonight for this one on your home floor?
Well, first of all, I told them, you know, we've been struggling for the last 4 or 5 years, and we're finally pretty athletic. And I told them, you know, yeah, we lost to Green first game in overtime, so we can play with people. We just need to come out here and play hard, end up in second, which is where we're at.
Yeah.
But I said more important for us right now, these couple, three games that we have are very important for sectional seedings. This was definitely a must-rent win. We played Cander Monday, and people would say, well, you know, you're going to be like number nine, but I like where I'm at with who possibly we could go play. It gives us an opportunity to compete, possibly sneak into a second-round game. And I think it's great for the younger group to get through that, because somewhere they have to get through it.
Yeah.
And it would be a great opportunity this year for us to compete with a team that I think we could compete with and potentially beat and maybe get into the second round.
Yeah, that would be great. A good experience for your young players here who really have blossomed. Talk about how much you've seen some of these sophomores especially grow this year as they've been on the floor for so many minutes this year.
Truly have. Peyton Umbra is doing a better job at point. I know early, real big struggle, a lot of tough decisions. Getting better at making better choices, and that's what we need from her, is good choices at the point. Tori Suda is becoming a real force on the boards. Definitely, you know, getting down 7-8 boards every night. Playing really solid defensively, playing the other team's big girl. Jaclyn Henderson, who is another sophomore, is our second leading scorer and second leading rebounder, and she is a menace defensively.
We gave her the defense award tonight. Yeah,
you should. That kid just aggravates the other team's offensive player that she's guarding. They just don't want her there.
Yeah, she's
and
tough.
And then the Marissa Mayo, coming along, you know, she's still an eighth grader, missed a couple shots, she got real timid, and all of a sudden the ball's going all over the place, you know, but she comes in some nights, the last game in the first half, hit for 13, a couple threes, gets us off and going offensively, and she's only going to get better because she really loves the game, she works hard at it, so she's going to continue to improve.
Well, Coach, before you go, will we see you at the tiebreaker game tomorrow? Are you going to go up and watch that?
Oh, we got a long day tomorrow. Practice 8 to 10. We got the youth tournament
here. That's right.
So I'll be here from 10 till about 3:15 helping with that. Then I plan on coming to UV and watching the tiebreaker game. And then from there, I plan on going to Marathon and watching Marathon Green.
So oh, my gosh.
A day of basketball.
That's a Bob Conway day right there. So.
Yep, that's the plan.
Well, Coach, thank you. Congrats on a great win, and we'll definitely be seeing you soon.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney at the Main Street WCDO studio. So, again, final score, 41-18, BG Girls over Unadilla Valley. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon for the tiebreaker game here on WCDO.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.